Anybody want to buy some debt?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are in deep financial trouble. Their stock is worth about 10% of what it was a year ago. So the mortgage giants are scrambling to raise money by selling their debt. Thing is, nobody's buying. Yesterday, Freddie had so much trouble auctioning off its debt that it had to offer its highest interest rates in a decade. That's fueling worries that Fannie and Freddie won't be able to raise the cash they need and will become insolvent. The two have their fingers in more than half of the home loans in this country. In spite of that news, investors are bargain shopping this Wednesday. Chinese markets are doing backflips. The Shanghai Composite Index had been struggling, down 15% since the Olympics began. But now there's word the Chinese government will step in with a stimulus package. The index added 7.5% today. England's FTSE is up 0.75%. And some big news in that country. The major airports in London have been privately held by a company called BAA for about 20 years. Now regulators are calling for a breakup. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
Britain's Competition Commission says that BAA provides a poor service to airlines and their passengers, and lack of competition is to blame. With Heathrow, Stansted and Gatwick, the company has a virtual monopoly in London. The commission calls, in effect, for Stansted and Gatwick to be sold off. It also wants BAA to be stripped of either Glasgow or Edinburgh Airport in Scotland. The company has been widely criticised for overcrowding and long delays, especially at Heathrow. The chaotic opening of a new terminal there turned into a national humiliation. Analyst Howard Wealdon says the breakup should improve matters.
The pressure will then begin on BAA as the owner of the main international hub airport of Heathrow to get its act together and to provide a stronger, better level of service to its customers.
BAA says the commission's analysis is flawed and the breakup would be counterproductive. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Summer is usually peak travel season, but high gas prices, expensive airfare, and shrinking budgets have people staying home this year. Now online travel agencies are working to gin up business. One idea, Orbitz will start offering vacation rentals. Renita Jablonski has more.
Priceline began offering a refund earlier this summer for rained-out vacation packages. Last week, Travelocity added a guide to booking cheap travel. Orbitz started this summer promoting a new program for refunds on airfare.
Orbitz Price Assurance. If another customer books the same flight for less, we'll automatically send you the difference in cash.
Now the company is touting the option to book private homes or condos instead of hotel rooms. Hey, you can trim travel costs by cooking your own meals and not having to pay for hotel parking. But Jack Plunkett, CEO of Plunkett Research Limited, says Orbitz made the decision with something else in mind.
To make more money.
Plunkett says commissions on vacation rentals and packages are typically higher than other areas of travel.
If this works out well for Orbitz, just watch everybody else to get in line and do it too.
Orbitz is offering about 30,000 properties with partner site Zonder. I'm Renita Jablonski for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting efforts that help save lives lost from sudden cardiac arrest. More on SCA risks and response at suddencardiacarrest.org. Conversations from the Corner Office, Dialogues with Top CEOs, is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, online at shrm.org.
Earlier in the program, we talked about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac selling debt to raise money. Uncle Sam does that, too, in the form of Treasury securities. In spite of those sales, this country's deficit is on track to hit $9 trillion next year. And many say that's threatening our country's stability. Christine O'Malley and Patrick Creedon produced and directed IOUSA. The documentary follows former U.S. Comptroller General David Walker around the country as he tries to warn people about our deficit. Patrick, when you started making this documentary, the housing bubble was still going strong.
Basically, a year ago this week, we were nearing the completion of the film and the subprime crisis exploded. And our film was no longer what might happen. It was what is happening.
Well, getting into the story where the film begins, I mean, literally our deficit is as old as we are. National debt is nothing new for the U.S.
No, it's not. And there's nothing wrong with debt. In fact, debt can be a very good tool if you want to buy a house, if you want to start a company. However, you can reach a point where you have so much debt that it becomes very dangerous.
And Christine, the movie also looks at the relationship between national debt and personal debt in this country.
That's something that Dave Walker actually says in the film. Americans are following the bad example that's set by their government. And our hope is that this film helps people to get something to sort of wrap their brains around and give them some context with this issue so that we can find out from our political leaders, what are you planning to do to fix this?
I feel like we're depressing the heck out of everyone who's listening to this film, and we don't mean to do that. But we want people to wake up and realize that we do have this problem on our hands.
I have to say one of my favorite parts of the movie is the Saturday Night Live skit where they introduce a radical new idea for managing debt.
It's called Don't Buy Stuff You Cannot Afford.
Let me see that. If you don't have any money, you should not buy anything. Sounds interesting.
Sounds confusing.
In some ways, that's the message of the whole film. We are buying things that we can't afford. And if you're really wealthy, you can do that for a long time. And America is a very wealthy country. But if you become a high-risk borrower, the interest rates are going to go up. And when you're borrowing $400, $500, or $600 billion a year and your interest rates start heading north, that's a problem.
I was wondering if making this movie changed the way that you approached your own finances at all.
Definitely. We have three little girls, and the idea that we're passing this huge problem down to their generation and their children, it's horrifying. But what you can do is map out a plan for yourself and your family, and that's at least a place to start.
Christine O'Malley and Patrick Creedon produced and directed IOUSA. Patrick and Christine, thank you for coming in.
Thanks very much for having us.
The film opens in theaters tomorrow. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.